Hi, everyone. You're listening to Terry Nazon, world-famous astrologer, and my podcast. Welcome. Sit back and relax and learn all about your future. Hi, everyone. Today is Friday, January 9th, and the year is getting off to quite a big start. Things are hectic. They're a little chaotic. And today doesn't disappoint. The moon is in the sign of Libra. And if you read my horoscopes on my website, you'll know that the sign of Libra is a masculine sign, but it's also the ruler of beauty, relationships, marriage, getting along with others. But it also has about four speeds, tipping to the right, tipping to the left, stillness, incomplete balance, and also churning, chaotically churning to try to regain balance. And so when things are in balance, some people like to shake things up. They're too quiet. They're too peaceful. And so people like to shake things up. So if you enjoy Jekyll Hyde behavior from others, today does not disappoint. As angst grows through the next week and we approach the new moon in a very late degree of Capricorn, where Pluto spent 2 years transiting. Yes, Darth Vader, the planet of all or nothing, ultimatums, crisis, spent 2 years right where their new moon is going to occur. And so this brings up memories, it brings up issues that you have to resolve, and it also flavors the entire week. Because we're headed into an important new moon at the late degree of Capricorn, where Pluto was, something from the past is dredged up from when Pluto was in these very last degrees. So it pays to understand Pluto, where he's transiting in your natal chart, and where he is located in your birth chart. So this tells you a whole storyline, whether it's about work, because a lot of people have Pluto in Virgo, some people have Pluto in Libra. It's a generational sign, so many people share the same placement of Pluto. Whatever you went through, your trials and tribulations, it's time to get back in the game, because Capricorn rules success, it rules your career, and it's a wonderful time to rebuild your career if you got off track during those last 2 years. And many people did. While Saturn was in Pisces, people were sleepy, people were resting, everyone was tired a little bit. So now the new moon over the next week says it's a wonderful time to start rebuilding your career, profession, status, get your name recognition back, fame, fortune, and your rise in life. Whatever you lost over the last 2 years or felt was interrupted, right? You can regain it back with this new moon. But we have a whole week to go until that new moon. So we have to start thinking about things, how you're going to reset, how you're going to transform your life and to sort of get things back in order. Well, that's the overall influence for the next week. And so if you need to know how these planets are going to influence your life, give me a call or go to my website, www.terrynazon.com.